The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, US Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has said that the United States is not looking to reignite the conflict with Iran as Project Freedom begins. This is the name called to the protection of the Strait of Hormuz by the US. And in a press conference today, Hegseth said Tehran was the clear aggressor after both sides traded attacks in the key waterway on Monday, as the US did begin evacuating ships from the Strait. And former fighter pilot and military analyst Sean Bell is here to discuss the implications of these renewed tensions. Good evening to you, Sean. Sean, red, white and blue dome gifted to the world. What do you make of all of it?
Yeah, good evening, Ciara. Good evening, Shane. Well, every time we hear from the administration in America, it puts a smile on my face. This was originally Project Freedom rather than Operation Epic Fury, was designed to be a humanitarian effort to relieve the 2,000 commercial vessels that are trapped in the waterway there, Persian Gulf, and allegedly 20,000 seafarers that are stranded. And they would talk about they're running out of fuel, running out of water, running out of food. But quite frankly, that's easy to sort out. You just put a helicopter and do a lot of deliveries around the place. You don't have to run the blockade. This is nothing like that. What this is actually purely a fight to demonstrate control of the Strait of Hormuz. And it's been full of claims and counterclaims the last 24 hours.
And those claims and counterclaims include the US saying two ships got through, Iran saying no ships got through, Iran saying that two US military vessels have been hit, the US saying no military vessels have been hit. Do we, I mean, I know it's lies, damn lies, etc., but do we know what's going on?
Well, I think what America is trying to do is to say, I mean, it's like Pete Hegseth, he said, the quote I think was red, white and blue air defense dome is apparently an operation. I mean, it's absolute rubbish. I mean, the fact remains that America can put warships in the way, but they're going to be targeted by, you know, anti-ship missiles, by cruise missiles, by drones, mines and the like. But they probably can defend themselves. But the 2,000 commercial vessels, there's no way they can. And it will, and even if Iran lets 1,999 through, it only has to take out one. And all of a sudden, confidence for the commercial shipping, the insurance will evaporate in a heartbeat. You know, America cannot solve this by military means, yet it's still trying to do so.
Yeah, America, of course, calling this Project Freedom. Iran have referred to it as Project Deadlock. So it is your position that Iran still holds the keys to the kingdom, or in this case, the Strait of Hormuz?
I think what was very illuminating, Ciara, was US CENTCOM, when they announced this project, said we're putting 15,000 troops, probably Marine Expeditionary Unit, aircraft carriers, fighter jets, destroyers. But when you look at the threats that Iran's got, despite the fact that President Trump has claimed everything has been obliterated, they have quite an arsenal of weapons, and they've still been launching ballistic missiles, still been launching cruise missiles, still been launching drones, and these mosquito boats, these fast patrol boats as well. You know, America will be able to deal with this, but there's no way that it's going to be able to open those straits up. It just hasn't got the firepower or the tenacity to do it when you've got so many civilian vessels that cannot be protected. So it's an interesting effort, but quite frankly, I think it says more to the frustration of President Trump than it does to an incredible military operation.
Interesting. They're saying Iran has been embarrassed by these two ships that have allegedly passed through the strait. I did wonder how the people on those ships might have felt trying to pass through the strait under these circumstances, if it is true that they have done so. But they've also said this is a temporary measure. I mean, as you say, there's, the US are saying there's up to 22,500 mariners stranded in the strait on these vessels. So what was the point of what sort of happened yesterday, do you think? Just frustration bubbling over?
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, the bottom line of all of this is that President Trump, the one thing he's been consistent about, he said we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and you either negotiate with them or you use military action. Well, it's pretty clear that negotiations, President Trump thought this would be a surrender, a capitulation. And he said, you know, Iran's got no cards. Well, it's pretty clear they do have cards. They're not about to capitulate. And actually, it does sound like everybody's motivated by getting the strait open, but it doesn't sound like they're going to give up their nuclear ambitions. And I think President Trump's one resort has been to resort to military force to make that happen. It hasn't worked so far, and it's unlikely to work in the future. So the challenge is, how long is he going to, President Trump, going to keep the straits closed?
Okay. Iran's foreign minister, Sean, heading to China for talks. That's an interesting development. What do you expect to see come from that, if anything, or if anything that we actually hear about?
Well, I'm not sure we'll hear much about it, but I do think it's no coincidence. The Iran foreign minister's out there, and also President Trump's got a visit with Xi Jinping, hasn't he? I think in 10 days' time, if I remember rightly. China gets something like 90%, it buys about 90% of Iran's oil. So it will have a key vote to place in this. And it may curb some of Iran's excesses of demands. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if China will help unlock this for the Americans. But I don't think America's going to like the fact that China will gain waster, will gain influence with all of this. And Iran is not going away.
So China obviously having huge leverage here. Do you think America would have to make some kind of gesture towards China in order to see China intervene here in some way that might be positive to opening the strait?
Well, given that President Trump likes a deal, I'd be very surprised if China wouldn't play that game and actually expect something in return. And let's be clear here. President Trump, I think, has got himself in a bit of a hole, because although the price of gas in America has gone above $4 a gallon, which is big for America, I have little sympathy, because that would equate to 60 pence a litre here. Last time I filled up, it was three times that price here in the UK. But I do think President Trump's got himself. He needs to solve this problem. He needs to solve the midterm elections. And it might be that China can help solve the problem for him. That would be very welcome.
Yeah. And we're just back. The Hard Shoulder is just back from the US, and all eyes are on the midterm elections, and it's not looking good for the Republicans. Before I let you go, Sean, obviously Hezbollah and Israel still trading blows in southern Lebanon. Is that ceasefire in any way intact, or what's your view on what's going on there?
So a ceasefire normally can only be agreed if both sides agree. And in the past, it used to be a chance to clear the bodies from the battlefield and collect your injured. This ceasefire was not agreed by any of the parties. It was imposed upon by America because they didn't want the two sides to compromise the peace talks. But as we've seen on the battlefield, they are continuing to have a go at each other. This is Prime Minister Netanyahu clearly bent on solving the Hezbollah problem. And probably President Trump probably approves of that at the moment, because the more pressure that gets put on Hezbollah, the more pressure is put on Iran.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that, Sean. That is former fighter pilot and military analyst Sean Bell.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.